Over time, we've been asking Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg and Republican pollster Glenn Bolger to survey the attitudes of likely voters. Their latest research shows that at year's end, the president is doing a little bit better with voters, but congressional Democrats have advantages over the Republicans on issues like the economy, government spending, and the war in Iraq. At the same time, the survey shows Democrats have not succeeded in convincing voters that the corruption scandals in Washington are a Republican problem. NPR's Mara Liasson has this report.
Our poll suggests that an improving economy, plus the recent aggressive push by the president to make his case on Iraq, are paying off. 44% of the likely voters in the Morning Edition survey approve of the job President Bush is doing, a rating several points higher than his previous one. But look inside that number, says Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg, and you'll find good news for Democrats. All the intensity, says Greenberg, is on one side, the side of people who disapprove of the president's performance.
You know, you have 42% who strongly disapprove of the president, but only 26% who strongly approve. That's a gigantic difference. That is the kind of difference that can really impact the turnout. Look at independents throughout this poll. Only 34% of independents approve of the president, 62% disapprove. You're talking about 2-to-1 disapproval amongst independents. It's just very hard to overcome that kind of a tilt among swing voters.
But there is good news in this poll for Republicans as well. Although voters give Democrats an advantage on government spending, the economy, and the war in Iraq, when it comes to the war on terrorism, says Republican pollster Glenn Bolger, the GOP is seen as the stronger party.
But it is interesting how the voters have definitely separated the war on terror and the war in Iraq. I think what the Patriot Act and the NSA story have allowed Republicans to do, particularly the president, is bring it back to the broader picture of the war on terror. And I think that's helping.
Our survey was taken while the latest debate over the Patriot Act was going on and the domestic wiretapping story was just breaking, and the poll did not ask specific questions about either. But voters like Marie Poncini, a tax accountant in Glastonbury, Connecticut, are paying attention.
I like the Republican stance on terrorism because they're not afraid to take action. However, I think that they have crossed the line with the things that they are doing. I think that we've given up too many of our constitutional rights to fight the war on terrorism.
On the subject of ethics, respondents were given two competing explanations of the corruption scandals: the Republican view, that there are a few individual wrongdoers in both parties, and the Democratic view, that Republicans have created a culture of corruption in Washington. Poncini tends to agree with the Democrats that right now Republicans have more ethical problems.
I mean, the Republicans, they're in power. They want access to the people in power, and the Republicans are in power, so people are going to try to get access to them, and they're the ones that are going to get in trouble if they're not careful.
But Poncini is in the minority. In our poll, only 38% agreed with the Democrats' statement about the culture of corruption. 56% agreed with the Republican view that there are just a few bad apples in each party. One example of that view comes from Francis Williams, a retiree from Hampden, Connecticut.
I think just a few in each party, that's it. It's not a widespread thing, I don't believe. But I feel almost certain that both parties are to blame.
In our poll, a big 63% majority said the corruption problems in Congress are about the same as usual. Only 27% said this Congress was more corrupt than usual. That's the view of Michael Ruby, a supervisor at a wastewater plant in Rushville, Indiana.
Probably about the same. It's been going on since probably day one when the entire nation was founded and brought forward.
Those views are good news for Republicans. Glenn Bolger says it shows that Democrats' attacks on the ethics issue have not worked.
Voters are saying, look, there are problems, but they are limited to individuals. And Republicans have an 18-point advantage on the head-to-head message on ethics, which is, you know, this is a few individuals, but let's make the election about issues, not about a few bad apples. For them to say it's all about a culture of corruption has fallen flat.
To Democrat Stan Greenberg, those results are a wake-up call.
Democrats need to understand this poll is a signal. The country looks at what's going at the mess in Washington, and they think it is a bipartisan problem. They think that all the parties are caught up in the money and the special interests and the lobbyists, and they are part of the mess. But it says to the Democrats, you've got to make the case for reform. The Democrats have to be outsiders, reformers, anti-establishment. And I think the Democrats understand that, but there's a real urgency to that because the mood for change requires Democrats to be reformers.
The corruption story isn't over, and there still may be indictments to come, but this survey suggests corruption is just one more issue on which Republican vulnerability will not be enough to sweep Democrats into office. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
A complete list of questions and results from the poll are at npr.org.